Well, recently, some students from Cam High School went to Ames to participate in the Young Women in Business Conference. And we have five of them here. They're going to tell us a little bit about their experience. And first, you are?
I'm Katie Woolsey.
Okay. And tell us about your experience. What was it like for you to be able to participate? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. At first, I wasn't really interested into marketing and business. But then I realized that there's lots of other things to go in with it, like entrepreneurship and running your own business.
Is this the first time you've attended something like this?
Yeah, it is.
What did you want to get out of it?
Well, I just wanted to open my eyes more to like a profession besides like the standards teaching and nursing, and marketing was one of them.
This was a pretty large conference type event. So you had a chance to do some different types of sessions. Your experience was probably a little different than the experiences that some of the other ladies here had?
Yeah, it was. Like, one of mine, I was the only lady from CAM that went, and I learned about the 3 C's and the 4 P's.
And they are?
Don't ask me that question.
What do you expect that you'll take away from this adventure that you had a chance to experience now? What will you take with you later on that'll help you, you know, down the road?
Well, I mean, now I kind of want to go into marketing and change my career path, but it's not really for sure yet.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Next we have?
I'm Madeline Sterick.
Okay. And Madeline, tell us a little bit about your experience. What did you get out of this adventure?
I learned a lot about, like, if you pick a career path and it doesn't go as planned, to not freak out or anything. Everyone changes theirs, and just learning more about different majors you can do and how business has so many.
Did you learn things that you might not have gotten from coursework, say here at CAM High School?
Yeah, we only have a couple business classes, and I took it my freshman year, so I didn't really remember, so it was a good refresher on business.
Is this going to be something that'll help you kind of next step, say in college? Will you remember back some of these things that you learned here and take some of that with you?
Yeah, there was a lot. They would have us ask about college and what we were nervous for, and they would tell us, like, not to be nervous and a lot of things about college.
And your experience, again, was different than the rest of the ladies because you had a chance to do some different type of breakout sessions. What type of sessions did you attend?
I attended one that was, like, just about ISU and learning about the campus, and then I attended another one that talked about a day in the life of a business college student, and they talked about what they do throughout the day, where they go. And then my last one was about navigating your own path, and it just talked about, like, if your career falls through, don't worry about it. Everyone's does.
Sometimes they do. That's true. It's okay to make mistakes once in a while. So the one session was about ISU, so part of it was a recruiting trip then, too?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, they got you there. They might as well take advantage of it. Sure. Very good. Let's see. What would you have any advice that you were able to pull out of this that you might be able to pass on to, say, some of the younger students here?
Well, if you get a chance to go, because it's good to explore your options.
Excellent. Thank you. And next we have?
Anna Stork.
Anna, tell us about your experience. Why did you want to do this, first of all?
Well, I mean, I'm not really sure what I want to go into, so it was a good experience to see what all the other options are.
Okay. You've never done anything like this particular conference before?
We've gone there before, but not for a business conference.
Okay. So what sessions were you able to sit in on?
I went to a stock market one, and that just talked about like how the stocks work, and we played a game. And another one that I went to was we had to build a tower with a marshmallow and tape and spaghetti. And after we were done, they kind of analyzed it and how we all fit into it. And they told us, like, what kind of skills and business we had after the things that we used to make the towers.
Okay. So you had a hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get a little engineering experience there, too. I guess it's Iowa State. You might as well get a little engineering experience while you're there. Did you have any idea of some of the different sessions you were going to take before you got there, or did you choose them once you got to campus?
Yeah, as we were registering, we had to choose the ones that we wanted to go to.
Okay, so you had an idea what you were getting yourself into. I know it was just a one-day thing, but did you meet any other students that were participating that maybe you didn't know before?
I mean, we didn't really talk to too many people because they were talking a lot during the session. There wasn't that much extra downtime. But, yeah, I did talk to a few other people.
Okay. What do you think you got out of this that you can take with you?
Well, I might go into one of these majors, so I think that it was really beneficial for me to go.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you. And next we have?
Chelsea Hardesty.
Okay. Chelsea, tell us about your experience. Why did you want to go?
I wanted to go for, like, to open up my mind and explore the other options and see what business has to offer.
Have you kind of thought about a career path?
I've had other options, not specifically business, but I'm now thinking about it.
Did they kind of drive home the point at some time that no matter what path you take career-wise, probably you're going to need some business acumen somewhere?
Yeah, you're going to need it.
What sessions did you take?
I went to one that showed us what Iowa State has to offer and, like, the different, different things you have there. And then there was one about navigating your path and seeing, like you're going to change your mind probably and, like, a life, like, the life of a college student.
Learn a little bit about what's in your future then, too. Did you pull any advice out of there that you found really helpful?
Probably to keep your mind open and really just, like...
Were the sessions that you took, were they kind of like seminar-type things? Was it a lot of listening, taking notes, that type of thing?
Yeah, but we, like, had more, like, the big groups... We got in there, we talked, and then we broke down into smaller little things and worked on other things.
Okay. You weren't just with the CAM students. You were with a lot of other students then, too.
Yeah, they broke us down into different groups.
And this was a decent-sized conference?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A lot of kids from around the state?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the experience like then for you as far as what you'll take away from it? I mean, did you pick up a few things that you're going to remember more than a couple of weeks?
Yeah, took, like, from the a day in the life of a college student, like, to study hard and, like, it's good to have fun, but you also need to work hard and not focus on just schoolwork, but activities that you're interested in.
Do you think this maybe helped you down a career path then? Are you kind of thinking more about your future now that you've had a chance to experience some of these different topics?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Next we have?
Isabel Kinsey.
Isabel, tell us about your experience then, too. Why did you want to participate?
I've never really thought about a major in business, and I wanted to explore the options of majoring in that.
Okay. And what about the experience then for you as far as what you got to go through? Did you take different sessions than some of these other ladies did?
When signing up, we kind of stuck together because we didn't want to go with a bunch of people we didn't know. I attended the first one is What is Business? Because I wasn't too sure on what it really was. And then I attended one about the stock market and how it runs, and we got to play a game trying to see who can make the most money. And then I attended one about choosing your future and what kind of career you want to go through.
It was the conference pretty much what you expected before you got there? Did you have some preconceived notions about how it would set up?
We've attended a few other conferences about STEM, so it was basically the same thing, but just about business.
Okay, just a little different. The STEM conferences, were those at Iowa State then, too?
Yeah, they were called the Roadless Traveled Conference, and it's mainly for middle school and freshmen and sophomores.
Very good. What about the experience then in a larger sense then? Did you pick some things out of there that you think you're going to remember, you know, down the road, things that might help you, say, when you get to college?
I found that a lot more majors and careers involve business than you would think.
They all do.
Yeah, they all.
They all do in one way or another. The staff, the people that helped to put on the conference, the presenters, pretty good. Were they all Iowa State folks?
Yeah, the keynote speakers were both ISU alumni, so it was cool to see their college experience and how they went out into the world with their major. And everyone that helped out with it were all Iowa State students or professors.
So the keynote speakers were largely folks that have already had the experiences in the real world, and they're sharing that with you?
Yeah, it really helped to see how things really played out after a business major that they went through.
Okay. Very good. So do you think that this kind of helped you kind of narrow down that career path then?
I've never really thought about a major in business, and I don't know if I'll end up going in one, but it really opened my eyes to see that there's more than just the generic majors.
Yeah, let me ask you then, too. Did you find anything? You talked about you had some exercises that you did in some of these different courses. Did you find anything that not necessarily going to help me maybe in business, but these are real life things, too, that I'll experience somewhere down the road?
In the What is Business seminar, we made a pasta tower, and we all had to help out, and it was really stressful. And ours didn't end up winning. It fell down, actually, but we learned that we all need to be leaders and help out and different things like that.
Okay. Very good. Well, it sounds like y'all had a good experience. Appreciate you guys spending the time with us today and sharing with us a little bit about the Young Women in Business Conference.